This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 281 for Thursday, February 24th. Ice canola futures surged to its daily limit on Thursday following the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but prices are pulling back. The March canola contract jumps $40.80 at $1,083.90 per ton. The much more heavily traded May contract gains $34.70 at $1,067.40 per ton. And the July contract rises $36.30 at $1,039.90. As Russia sent its ground forces into eastern Ukraine and launched missile attacks on a number of Ukrainian cities, global crude oil prices burst above $100 per barrel. That sent a shockwave through edible oils, with a number of all-time highs being set. As the morning progresses, the Chicago soy complex is cooling, although soy oil remains very strong. European rapeseed as well is stepping away from much larger gains. The Canadian dollar is pulling back on Thursday morning in the face of sharp upticks in the United States dollar. The loonie retreats to 77.89 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.63. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its preliminary numbers for 2022-23 at its Outlook Forum this morning. The USDA is calling for record planted soybean acres at 88 million and expecting production to reach 4.49 billion bushels. The USDA is projecting planted corn acres to be 84.2 million, easing back from last year. But with improved yields, production is forecast to rise to a record 15.24 billion bushels. The department says wheat acres are to expand to 48 million, with production ballooning to 1.94 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are up on Wednesday morning, but well off of their earlier highs. The May contract gained 6 cents at $16.77 per bushel. May soy oil jumps 2.5 cents at 73.1 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal slips $1.40 at $4.64.60 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger this morning. The May contract vaults 25.5 cents at $7.07 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the May contract advancing 10 cents at $6.86. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago May rising to its daily limit of 50 cents at $9.35. Kansas City May also hits its daily limit of 50 cents at $9.68. And Minneapolis May has come away from its daily limit, but is still up sharply by 24 cents at $10.27. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 24th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.